You stand tonight and turn your Bibles to James tonight. I was going to preach. I've got so many unfinished messages that I don't have enough time to preach them, but the Lord just wouldn't lead me that way tonight to finish up the one on tears and the one tonight on unction. And so we'll get to there with the help of the Lord. But tonight in James chapter 4, we're in the alphabet of V. And I want to preach on vapor tonight. Vapor. And so as we find it here in the Scripture, we look there in verse 13 of chapter 4 of James. It says, "Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city, and continue there a year, and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor." There's that word tonight. "That appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away." I could have used vanished. Then it says, "For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that." Father, I come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you for the reading of God's Word. I pray you'll help us to preach it and teach it tonight. We need your Spirit to do so. I pray, Father, that you'd empty me of myself. I pray tonight, God, you'll fill me with you. God, it'd be sweet tonight in your presence. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Amen. You may be seated tonight. I notice tonight, life's question. Life's question. That's my first point tonight, and so we'll just get right in it since time is where it's at. But life's question is there, I see, in verse 14. The Bible says, "For what is your life?" Life's question. Good question, amen. What is your life tonight? That's something we're going to have to answer, something we can't ignore, something tonight we're going to have to deal with is, what is your life? You're not concerned too much about my life, and you're not too concerned tonight about their life, but you are concerned about your life. Tonight we need to kind of hone in, and let's look at us for a moment. Many times we're looking at others, and many times we're speaking of others, and others seems to be on our minds and hearts, and they should be. But there comes a time when there needs to be an examination, maybe a look upon us and our own lives tonight. Life's question is, what is your life? And so we think about that for just a moment. Now, verse 14, it gives us some things that we ought to look at. And it says there, verse 13, it says, "Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain." But then there's a colon. And that means that there's something else that follows that thought. And so tonight, what I see in verse 13, which we reveal your life, is your plans. Your plans will reveal your life. To answer that question, what is your life, you can see it in your plans, as we see it in the plans here. They had plans in verse 13 for tomorrow. So the plans for tomorrow was set according to verse 13, so you'll know what their life is. If I could sit down and you could sit down and we can discuss our plans, you'll find out what my life is. My life is demonstrated in my plans. I'm going to live within my plans. I'm not going to go outside of my plans. I'm not going to tell you what my life is and then do something different than what my life is. It works together. It's like weaving. It's like threading tonight. And so we find in the very thought of the Scripture between 13 and 14, the life, what is your life, can be revealed and is revealed by your plans. We see plans for tomorrow. What are your plans for tomorrow? You find plans for today. The Bible says in verse 13, "Go to now," and that you say today or tomorrow. So what are your plans today? See, some people had plans tomorrow. They've already got that planned out. For today, you got up in the morning this morning and you planned out some things. So you're here at church. So evidently you plan on coming to church and you're here. We thank the Lord for that. But then there's plans for later. So you got plans for tomorrow, plans for today, and plans for later. For future. For what's going to happen when I get 50, 60, 70. What's going to happen when I retire? What's going to happen when I get through with this? And what's going to happen later? So we find all of those plans reveal what our life is. We find, secondly, tonight, that not only does plans reveal the life question, what is your life, but the prophet does. I want you to notice in verse 13 it says, "Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city, continue there a year, and buy and sell, and get gain." So these people's plans was not without the thought of a benefit. And so in your plans tonight, in your plans for today, your plans for tomorrow, and your plans for later, we can't be so foolish, we can't be so naive tonight to think that in our plans we're not looking for gain. We're looking to gain something in our plans. Amen? And so we find that what I benefit in. See, that's how you can tell your life is what you want to benefit in. Your life is revealed by what plans you make, but what profit you want. What profit? What do you want to benefit in? What do you want to gain in? What do you want to grow in? See, these things is your life. Your life is about profit. Your life is about success. Your life is about gain. There's nobody in this room today says, "Okay, tomorrow my plans is to lose. Later, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to be a failure later." Hallelujah! None of us will do that. I'm not saying it's wrong tonight about having plans that reveal your life or prophets that reveal your life. I'm just saying that's life. But we have to look at what plans we're making because it shows forth our life. But then we have to think about, what are the benefits? What are the gains? What are we trying to grow in? What are we trying to gain in our life's plans? What are they all about? See, this will tell you what your life is by what you want to gain in. So we find so many things we could say about that, but I'm not going to waste time on it. I'm going to go to my third point. My third point is your life is revealed in the purpose of your plans and the purpose of your gain or the purpose of your profits. What is the purpose? What is the motivation? What is the intent? What is it all about? What is bringing it to the surface? What is it you or within you, about you, to you, that's giving you this ability and capability to make that plan, to be profitable, and to purpose of why you want to do that? We find that in that scripture here tonight, the purpose of it. Now, the Lord gives us a great illustration of what James is trying to teach the church here. Turn your Bibles to Luke chapter 12, and let's read in verse 16. Everybody who's been a Christian for some time will have read this chapter of a verse, but it's tremendous in what James is trying to say to these people. Luke chapter 12, verse 16. The Bible says, "And he spake a parable unto them, saying," Jesus speaking, of course, "the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentiful." See, there had to be a plan. There had to be a plan for profit. He says, "And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, this will I do, I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for me for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." My, what a story, but it just kind of highlights or it kind of brings forth tonight, enhances this thought about what is your life. Your life can be seen by your plans. Your life can be revealed by the prophets of those plans. And then your life can be revealed by the very purpose for why you do what you do and when you do it. And we find that this man here, he had a lot of things about my fruits and my barns and my soul and my goods. And Jesus said, so he that layeth up treasure for himself is not rich towards God. So tonight we see that their life has an answer when you ask it, what is your life? In Deuteronomy chapter 8, turn there with me. The Lord gives us another thought out of the Old Testament concerning James and what he's really trying to tell us about our life. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11. See, in that story, the illustration in Luke 20 and Luke 12, you'll find no God in that. That's why he wasn't rich towards God. But he was rich toward himself. You'll find in James chapter 13, you'll find no God in there. You won't find it. God's nowhere to be seen in James. God's nowhere to be seen in Luke. But here in Deuteronomy chapter 8, the Bible says, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God, in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Lest when thou hast eaten and art full, and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, who brought forth water out of the rock of a flint, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, that he might prove thee, to do thee good at the latter end. And thou say in thine heart, my power and thy might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. It shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. In James chapter 4, into our text tonight, we find that in this passage, there's nowhere mentioning God in their plans. There's nowhere mentioning God in their prophets. There's nowhere mentioning God in their purpose. Let's read it again there in verse 13. Go to now, and you say that today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. They forgot God. They forgot God who brings that wealth. They forgot God in their plans. They forgot God in their prophets. None of us tonight get a prophet from anywhere, from any of us, except from God. Tonight, the purpose tonight of your life is not for you, but for God. And so we see the life question is, what is your life? Is your life about you and yours and your future and your profit and your gain? Or can your life be said tonight, it's for God, for His purpose, for His gain, and for His glory? Tonight we see, what is your life? We find the life's question tonight, but we see secondly tonight, life's quest. Verse 14 says, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanisheth away. I want to say about life's quest. Every one of us tonight will say about life, we want one more day. Amen? Is that true? We want one more day. I tell you something else we might say tonight. We might say, we want more time. Is that true? So, whereas you know not what shall be on tomorrow, so because we don't know what's on tomorrow, we're asking God, give us another day. God, give us some more time. How about this? God, give me more chance. Give me more opportunity. Lord, I know up to this point here, I really haven't done all that you asked me to do, or I haven't been all that you have me to be. Can you give me some more opportunities? See, that would be tonight the quest of life, wouldn't it? You see, because when life ends, life's over. And so we find tonight the quest of life is based on the life's extension. If God doesn't give you tomorrow, you're done. Right? So the Bible says, "For whereas you know not what shall be on tomorrow," but see, we want tomorrow and the next day. But only life is only when life is extended or when life is continued. See, the only reason why today has come is because God has extended and continued life from yesterday. Right? Whereas we know not what tomorrow shall bring. We don't know what tomorrow shall bring. But if it does get here, it's because it's been extended to us. It's because it's continued. And God has given us this day. Right? And so we find that this is based upon life's furtherance. You know not what shall tomorrow... No, will tomorrow get here? You don't know that. How do you know? How do you know tomorrow's going to get here? You don't know that. The Bible says it there in verse 14, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. You don't know what's going to be on the morrow. You don't know tomorrow will be here. You don't know anything about tomorrow. All you know is about right now. Right? And so we find the quest of life, though, is we want tomorrow. But will today, tomorrow might not get here, but will today finish out? We don't know that. Will you finish out the day? You might not make it to the end of the day. Right? Is that true? I mean, does it get real when you start thinking in these terms? See, we go to bed tonight with almost 100% assurance for the last 57 years, tomorrow came. So somehow, some way in my mind, tomorrow will be here. Because it's always been here. But that's not assurance. That's not a promise. Every Wednesday night I go home and I eat me a little something and I try to watch the news and the good news, the bad news. Watch the news, and then I go to bed, and I finish out my day. But I may not do that today. See how we just plan on? We just say, okay, this is what we're going to do. And tomorrow already, y'all got plans for tomorrow, and you got plans for later, and we get it all set up, amen? And so we find, will later ever come? Don't know. I've been around a lot of people who said, man, when I retire and whenever I get done with this work, I'm going to get me a little lake house, I'm going to get a little beach house, I'm going to get me a little camper, I'm going to get me a little RV, and we're going to go here, we're going to go there, and I've seen them die with cancer and never get to do all those things. Life's quest, though, was give me one more day, give me one more time, give me one more opportunity. I'll tell you something else about life here quickly, life's quandary. My life's question and life's quest, but life's quandary. The word quandary means dilemma. We got a dilemma, though, with this life. We got a problem. The Bible says it is as a vapor. Now, what is a vapor? A vapor is a mist. All right? I like the way that this guy put it. I'm going to just say it like he did. He said it's like smoke off of a stream. You ever been around a stream, a river, a flowing river, and that stream and that smoke comes off of the water? Mist. Boiling water, you see it come up above the steam? Now, think about it for just a moment now. Because I feel like many a times we don't look at life like this. But he said that our life is like that. Let's use that steam or that smoke that comes off. So that smoke comes off and it rises, right? And you watch it. Do you know where the smoke goes? No. Does the smoke leave anything behind as a trace of it was there? That's life. You're like the smoke. And you don't leave any trace. You don't even know where you go. There's no trace that you was even there. How do you base your tomorrow on a mist? You don't even know where it's going. You don't even know that you don't have no trace that you was even there. It's gone. It has no sight of any kind. Hey, that word also means air. That when you exhale, did y'all see that? That's what that word vapor means. That's your life. And how can we be so assured that today we can plan for tomorrow on a mist? That you cannot know where it goes, you cannot have no trace of it, and you can't find it. Don't that scare you? It puts fear in my heart that I take life for granted. I think my plans tomorrow are 100% guaranteed. I think on Sunday when we come, in my mind, in my heart, it's a promise, it's a guarantee. Bank it, mark it down, I'll be here. Don't we do that? And we're basing it on a mist. It don't make much sense, does it? So we find it's a mist. Secondly, it's a memory. It's here for a little while. That steam. That smoke. It's here for a little time. It's here for a little show. How can you build on a vapor? How can you build your life on a mist, on a steam? That's what we do. How can we hope in a vapor? How can you hope in a life that's just a steam? How can you base upon it? How can you succeed with it? The mystery of it is this, it vanisheth away. Here's my last point. Life's quote. Life's quote, verse 15. The Bible says, "For you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or do that." Tonight, I know it may be something of simplicity, but in my own personal life, it's not so simple. I should say, if the Lord will, I'll go to work in the morning. If the Lord will, I'll be here Sunday. See, that's more sure of a life. Because the Lord's in it. The Lord's will, when I get my paycheck, I'll be able to pay my bills if that's the Lord's will. See, it's not about me. It's about Him. But do we do that? Do we think that? I think many times, I'm talking personally now, I take for granted my health. I take for granted my church. I take for granted my home. I take for granted my family. I take for granted the things that God's given me. And it's all, it seems like, with my ability. It seems like with my capabilities. It seems like with my skill. And it seems like that I do things that I do and I don't hardly ever recognize. Lord, if you will me do that, if you'd have me to do that, if you want me to do that, to do this and to do that, Lord, it's up to you. If you have me do that, I'll do that. God, help us to put Him more into our life. Not just church and not just Wednesday and Sunday, but every single thing we do, every single thing that we achieve, every single thing that we attempt. What is the quote? And I'll close with that, with the quote tonight. He says, "For that you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live, or do this, or do that." That's life. Stand to our feet, our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. You know, tonight, there's one little word there that put great conviction in my heart tonight, and I don't know about you, but he says we ought to say. Did y'all read that? How many of us tonight say that? The Lord's willing, I'll be here Sunday. If the Lord's willing, I get up in the morning. If the Lord's willing, I'll go to the Astros game to do that, if the Lord's willing. The Bible says to say that, not to think it. You know, you probably say, you know what I mean. No, he said, say it. Say it. Lord, let me live. Let me do this, let me do that. Lord, if you will, if you will. God, help us to be more mindful of you, Lord. God, help us to be more thoughtful of you. God, that we have put you in our lives with our lips. The confession that God's in charge and God's in control. And whatever God wants is what God gets. God, my heart tonight's very broken. Because tonight I preached to me and you just kind of was in the preaching of it. I need to add Him to my life. Now He's in my life. But I got to add Him to my life. Ask Him, tell Him, say Him, God. I don't want to be tonight like those who said, let's go to the city. Let's get a home. Let's go buy and sell. Let's continue there for a year and let's get gain. I am like that and so are you. But God, help us not to be that way. That we'd rather say, if it's your will, Lord, let us do this or do that. Father, I come to you in Jesus' name. I thank you for your word. God, thank you for truth tonight, Lord. I don't know why you'd have me even preach this, but I know, God, I needed it. And Father, I ask you tonight, dear God, that I'd act upon it. Father, I would not just only hear it, but I would do it. And Father, that I'd say from now on, dear God, Lord, that I'd add you into my life, my conversation. And God, that I'd put you, dear God, the one who allows me to do whatever I do. Father, I thank you again for God's Word and God's Scripture and God's truth. I pray you'll bless the folks that are here tonight. Pray, God, that they'd leave here, dear God, and add you into their lives as well. Lord, if it's your will tonight, we'll be back on Sunday. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.